John, first of all, what's it like to be a Sheffield United player?
Absolutely fantastic. Obviously, I found out at probably end of May now, and obviously I'm delighted to be here. Thanks to obviously the manager and all the backroom staff for bringing me in, and obviously I can't wait to get started. I've had 3 days of training now, and it's been a good start. And I'm just looking forward to obviously going away with the boys to Scotland next week and getting to know them all a bit better. So.
Do you see this as a new chapter now? Obviously, you're at Man United. You're on loan at Tranmere last year. In fact, I watched your debut against Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Obviously released by Man United. New chapter, new start.
Definitely a new start. And obviously, I can't wait for it to obviously kick off and get going. Obviously, pre-season's underway and. We've got about a month now until the first league game, so there's a lot of football to be played in pre-season, and obviously I can't wait to obviously play for my first game in Sheffield United colours. So,
having just spoken to Jasper Johns, the manager has said about the pair of you that necessarily he's not looking to rush you in straight away, but as Jasper's just said, he's looking to change the manager's opinion over the next few weeks to be in that squad for the Notts County game. Is that the aim for you too?
Definitely. Obviously, you're never just going to walk into a side. You have to come in and prove to the manager and all the staff that obviously you're worthy of being in the team. So I've come in and I'll do everything I can to change the manager's mind and obviously try and push my way into the side. And obviously, I want to hopefully be starting week in, week out. Obviously, that's down for me. That's down to me to change that opinion.
You're a big lad. You're not a typical left-back kind of player, are you? Is that the strength of your game, your height and your physique?
I know. I was obviously brought to United as a centre-half to Man United. So, obviously, I played left-back for about maybe a year now. So, I think that helps you develop, obviously, going forward. And, obviously, the fact of you being able to get on the ball and do a lot going forward, obviously, when you play in centre half, it obviously helps to helps in that sort of way. So I can do both positions. But anyway, to be honest, wherever I play, I can do a job for the side. So wherever David wants to play me, I'll play. So obviously, I can't wait to get started and really, really pleased with this opportunity.
What's he said to you? What's the brief that he's given to you?
To be honest, we haven't really had a lot of time on our own, really. Just obviously giving me, just said to me, look, obviously I've been brought in, and he's really obviously pleased I'm here and that, and it's down to me to make the step up. Obviously, it's a big step up from obviously playing reserve team football for Man United. So I just obviously can't wait to get started, and I'm really, really obviously buzzing to obviously play for a top League One side. Mm. So.
Great to be at Man United as a youngster. In a converse way, when you move to another club, does that kind of weigh heavy around the neck because you come from such a club as them? Do people expect a bit more than perhaps they should?
I don't know. Maybe obviously I've been at Man United for 4 years, so obviously I've learnt quite a lot there. But obviously coming to Sheffield United, it's still a massive, massive club. I don't believe I've taken a step back because I've come into a first team squad with a lot of very, very good players, and it's going to be very tough for me to break into the side. But I'll do all I can to break in, and obviously I've got all the pre-season to try and do that. So I'm just really excited to be here, and I'm just really excited obviously to start this new chapter of my life and hopefully make it a success.
Does it help when you come in with a group of other players that are new to it as well?
I think so. Obviously, I know Fabian. I knew him from Man United, so I've known him for quite a while now. So it's always good to come in and obviously know people. Obviously, I know a couple of the lads from the Youth Cup game I played a couple of years ago. So it's definitely good to have a few faces around that you know. But obviously, yeah, any new club you come into, it's a little bit daunting and that. But I think by the time... this trip to Scotland's over, obviously we'll all be settled in and we'll all feel part of the squad.
Did you play in that Old Trafford game then?
Yeah,
against United in the final.
Yeah,
I was there that night.
Yeah,
you have to forgive me, I can't remember who was involved.
Yeah, I played in the one at obviously Bramall Lane, which was massive.
Yeah, it was.
Obviously,
big crowd as
29,
well.
29,000. Obviously, yeah. That's a massive part of the reason of me coming here, because obviously I felt the passion of the fans. Obviously, they all got behind the Sheffield United players, and coming out on the opposing side was a bit daunting. Obviously, you're walking out in front of 29,000 people and you've got all the fans obviously singing Sheffield United's praises and that. So it's obviously brilliant to be here, and I'm really looking forward to the season to come. And obviously, the support of the fans is massive. It's a massive part of the club, and I just hope they can support us this year and obviously fight for promotion.
What about the rest of the squad, those that were here last season? I know it's early days for you, you're still finding your feet, but do you sense that everyone is together and there is no hangover from last season and the previous year for that matter?
Definitely. Obviously, I've turned up on the first day like everyone else has, and there's a couple of new faces, four new faces, and they're definitely all together, definitely. And they're all fighting hard, obviously, to get fit and get to start this season off really strong. And obviously there's a massive togetherness there, and that will grow over pre-season, and I believe by the first game everyone will be firing all cylinders, and we'll go out and try our best to win that first game.
How excited are you to be part of it? Because it does feel now there's been a shift away from perhaps what the club has done previously in terms of recruitment and the philosophy, obviously a new manager as well. I think there is a feeling now that this really is the start, and we talk about you starting a new chapter, but for the club as well, starting a new chapter.
Definitely, obviously, with the fact of being in League One for maybe three years now, obviously the funds aren't there to bring in, obviously, top players, so they maybe have to look to youth, and it's down to us youth players to do the club proud, and obviously getting back to where they can be so we can start bringing in bigger and better players. But I believe we've got the squad here to get promoted, and I believe if we all go out there all guns blazing and we all go out there and do our best, I believe that can happen this year. I'm not saying it's going to, but I believe it can happen. Mm.
Just finally, what's the ultimate aim for you on a personal level?
Well, obviously, I've got the gaffer here has a lot of experience. Obviously, I'm delighted to be here and working under a guy who's had so much experience in the game. Obviously, captain every side he's played for. Mm. And I can learn a lot from him. So, obviously, day in, day out, my aim is to learn and definitely become a better player. And then, obviously, if I learn and become better, I break into the first team and I play as many games as I can, obviously performing well for the side and winning games and getting Sheffield United to the top of the table. That's my aim, and hopefully obviously get promotion at the end of the year.